So, I've been marinating on all of it. The book, the messages from Fox, what Birdie told me all those months ago. And something is starting to crystallize. Eternity's whole purpose was to make the smallest possible change in order to preserve the one future they wanted. Noise and her people could also time travel, but they allowed for multiple futures. And her forcing Harlan to choose between killing her and saving Eternity fundamentally changes the future and destroys this patriarchal system of reality control, and... well, I guess in that sense, Noise is the hero of the book. She allows for there to be freedom in the way that reality unfolds, so maybe Asimov was trying to say something positive with that, even if a lot of the ways that Harlan thinks and speaks about women is not the point. The point is, Noise is a stone. So is Harlan. There are these individual people who create these ripples that radiate outwards and affect everything. It really is an inventive story. Maybe not entirely my cup of tea, but I don't think I could have come up with it. I might be living it, and I wouldn't have thought of that kind of intricate world. Even now, I'm not totally sure I understand it. At least not as it pertains to me. Harlan betrays his job because of his love for Noise. Birdie said they betrayed their job, that they hurt people. Fox seems to know things about this place, this time, whatever it is, that you wouldn't know unless you were... Look, Fox, if you're trying to tell me that Eternity is real and that you're somehow moving the pieces on the chessboard of reality, and that's why I'm stuck here, I don't know if I buy that. I have a hard time with omnipotence. But my life is what it is, and maybe a little science fiction is not out of order. Maybe the choice I made did create some kind of hidden century. Maybe it did end the future. But I don't know if I can handle that if it's true. I should get back to the house by the end of tomorrow. Hopefully, Harry will be able to put these puzzle pieces together better than I can.